From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. Supporters of raising the state's fuel tax hope the Missouri House will take up the proposal during the final week of the 2016 session, which begins today. The bill would raise the tax on gasoline and diesel by 6 cents a gallon, and it would require voters to approve it later this year. Republican Senator Mike Keogh of Jefferson City is a former state transportation commissioner.
Well, I've said for a couple of years, I've met very few Missourians in this building or out and about that believe we don't have a problem. Everybody knows we have a problem. The issue is nobody seems to be able to agree on what the solution is.
Republicans in the House, for the most part, prefer finding other sources of revenue over raising taxes. They and other opponents say this gas tax hike would not increase revenues enough to make much of an impact on transportation needs. Proponents of initiatives aimed at sales taxes, cigarette taxes, and medical marijuana submitted petitions yesterday in hopes of getting their proposals on the state's November ballot. Petitions submitted yesterday involved two proposed constitutional amendments, one that would prohibit state and local governments from charging sales tax on any services that weren't already taxed as of 2015, and another that would allow the use of marijuana for medical purposes. A third initiative submitted yesterday would phase in a 23-cent per pack increase in the cigarette tax. The Secretary of State's office has until August 9th to certify whether the initiatives got enough valid signatures to qualify for the ballot. Hopes look dim for Missouri lawmakers to create a prescription drug monitoring program before the 2016 legislative session ends this week. The House version of the bill would allow doctors to access a database to check if patients are doctor shopping to get multiple bottles of the same medicine. It's sponsored by Republican Holly Rader of Sykeston.
Yes, I've been working that very hard in the Senate for the last several weeks, and so I'm very hopeful. I know we only have a week left, but I'm very hopeful that it will come up and it will get a vote.
But fellow Republican Rob Schaff has promised to filibuster the bill. His alternate proposal would hire state workers to check patient histories and block doctors from accessing the database. Other measures on union fees and changes to abortion policy are also pending this week. A bill to require public employees and unions to annually reauthorize automatic payments for dues and fees, vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon, awaits a final vote to override in the Senate. A number of abortion measures are advancing, including a ban on the donation of fetal tissue from abortions. Another would require both parents to be notified if a minor seeks an abortion. Other measures lawmakers are considering include proposals to allow full-time employees on college campuses to carry concealed firearms. Another proposed bill would limit lobbyists' gifts to lawmakers, which currently are unlimited. Lawmakers have until 6 p.m. on Friday to approve the remaining proposals on the table. Ferguson's first black police chief is taking over as the St. Louis County town introduces reforms intended to address concerns about racial bias. Veteran Miami officer Delrish Moss will be sworn in this afternoon. Moss has said he hopes to diversify the mostly white department as it rebounds from the fallout of months of unrest that followed the fatal 2014 police shooting of Michael Brown. A judge last month approved Ferguson's settlement with the U.S. Justice Department to amend the municipal code, eliminate bias, and reform the courts and police department. Moss spent 20 of his 32 years in Miami as public information officer. He replaces Tom Jackson, who resigned in March of 2015 following a Justice Department report critical of Ferguson's criminal justice system. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.